T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New member of the Golden State Warriors, formerly of the Sacramento Kings, played his college ball at Kentucky, was a hell of a wide receiver, Matt Stiebitz. Willie Cully Stein joins us here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dow Pack guest line. Willie, congratulations, and welcome to the Bay Area.
Man, I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We were listening to your presser from yesterday, and I saw you talking. You talked about having a Warriors hat before you were drafted in the NBA. Were you always a Warriors fan growing up, or what made you like the Warriors when you were growing up before you played your college ball at Kentucky?
Ah, man, I remember I was in grade school, and one of the first sports books I read was a Warriors like almost autobiography, or almost it was like a old, they had the old jersey though, like with the dude still on it. And I ever since then, I mean, for real, I just love the colors. And then when, you know, after Steph did his thing at Davidson and he got drafted there, it was rats. Like, all my friends, we are light skinned, so yes, we put on the Bay hats and we were going crazy.
Hey, Willie, what are your feelings right now? I mean, I don't think it's any secret you were probably hoping to get a little more of a payday. On the other hand, you're joining a team that's been dominant for 5 years. Where are you kind of with that, and how off the free agency period came off?
I think I got something more, way more special than – like, I got put in a situation way more special than, you know, any amount of money that I could have received. So, you know, taking that pay cut to join this team and learn from, you know, arguably the greatest team in this era is crazy. Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to come to work. I'm excited to start working out with the guys and the coaches. So, it's all excitement on this side. Like, just a fresh start. Everything like that is just I'm just excited.
Nice.
Willie, I was telling the fellas, not only are you excited, man, I'm excited. I said he's active, long, can run the court, and can jump out the gym with the best of them. And I want to ask you about now, you driving to work, you get to the gym, and you see Steph, you see Clay, you see Dre, and no shade on your Sacramento teammates at all, but I'm just wondering, is there another level to Willie Cauley-Stein's game? And what is it going to mean just to be in the locker room with those guys talking basketball?
Oh, man, I think there's a couple levels, I believe. And coming into this situation with Coach Kerr and Draymond and Steph and Clay, like, that's going to unlock a championship mentality. And that's big time. Like, you can't really – you know, that only comes – only some teams have that – championship mentality and that championship program. And, you know, this situation is mentally, physically, like, it's going to change a lot just being around, you know, those type of caliber players and an organization in a city that the culture is just, you know, all about their wave. And it's going to be interesting, man.
Willie Cauley-Stein here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dial Pack guest line. Willie, I was telling the fellas, I remember a play from when you were at Kentucky. It was in the Elite Eight against Notre Dame. Final possession of the game. Jerian Grant has the ball, and you guarded him 94 feet, forced him into a tough shot. You guys advanced to the Final Four. And I remember watching that play like, who the hell is this? Who is this guy who's 7 feet, 230 pounds, who's guarding 94 feet? This guy's going to be perfect in the NBA. And then obviously you had some tough sledding against Sacramento. I want to ask you, did you have fun in Sacramento? Because it seemed like you had so much fun playing for John Calipari in Kentucky. What was it like in Sacramento? Talk about some of the up and downs up there. I know you don't want to talk about the past and the negativity, but what did you learn from the tough times in Sacramento, and what was it like up there in Sac?
I think that is what I learned, is the tough time. Like, being at Kentucky, we lost one game my last year. So, like, going from that to, you know, an inconsistent organization. I had three coaches. They had always changing something. So, like, going from a very structured championship mentality team to we don't know what we're really trying to do with the team. That was like a shocker. You know, that was like a roller coaster ride in itself. And I wouldn't take it back for anything in the world. Like, I had to go through those 4 years in SAC to learn the business. I had to learn the relationship standpoint. I had to learn how to be a pro even when things aren't going well. Like, it's easy to be a pro when you're winning, but, you know, can you still be a pro? Can you still be, you know, professional at what you do when all the chips are gone? And I, you know, completely learned everything I feel like I need to learn to take that next step. And, you know, Sacramento did that for me. And even, like, the city of Sacramento, the people there, like, I love it there. You know, the last 4 years, and it's really became my home. So there's a lot of love out there for sure.
You talked about championship mentality and that you're going to come here and it's going to just kind of permeate into you. I would assume you had to have that championship mentality at Kentucky, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's like, you know, I feel like that's what's got me to this point was that championship mentality that everybody just, the chemistry that we had was like, I compare it to the same chemistry that I feel like, you know, the Warriors have. So
right.
That in itself, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being in the Bay, like, I'm driving across the bridge right now, and, like, I feel the culture. Like, I feel the excitement. Every fan that I talk to, they're so excited. Like, that love is so mutual that I'll run through a wall for that love. You know what I'm saying?
Willie, that's awesome. Now, you talked about the light skin. You were part of the Splash Brothers. Will we see Willie Cauley-Stein shoot a three?
Yeah.
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 All right, there it is.
I'll go out there and shoot three.
Oh, man. Hey, Willie, I was telling about your great football career in high school. I remember you high-pointing the football. I wonder, when you were having those tough times, if you wondered about quitting basketball, maybe going back on the gridiron, but you made the right decision. We're glad to have you here in the Bay Area. Good luck this season. We'll be watching you closely. And from one light-skinned brother to another, welcome to the Golden State Warriors in the Bay Area.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I had a good time.
Absolutely. Willie Cauley-Stein here on 95.7 The Game. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.